Orion Mindy, back by popular demand for our second ever podcast.
Yes.
All right. This one is occurring on Friday night. We're hanging out at home.
What is it? September 30th?
September 30th, the last day of September.
2005.
Doo-doo-doo. We decided to dedicate this podcast to talking about the friends that we miss.
Yeah, we miss you guys. You're our friends.
Yeah, you guys that are probably listening to this. Because those are the only people that would be dedicated enough to download this and listen to it.
Yeah.
So, who should we start with? Or what should we start with?
I think I could just say that I really miss my friends because they are so fun. It's true, though.
I know, this just sounds really cheesy.
But it is cheesy because our friends are kind of cheesy, too. Especially you, David Chambers. Just kidding. Just kidding, you're not really cheesy. But I just thought you might listen to it because you downloaded our last one.
Yeah, there you go. Shout outs to those who downloaded before. Bethany?
Yes.
Word. I don't know who else listened to it. Whatever. Anyways, we have to give some... Yeah, let's talk about our married friends. This summer, Joel and Mel...
We're not trying to be exclusive here, though.
No. But, I mean, that's just, you know, new news.
Yeah, new friend news.
Joel and Melissa got married.
Woohoo! The Duncans. The McDuncan clan.
Yes. Mel, I can pass along to you a wonderful butternut squash soup recipe.
It was so good.
Mindy thought so. I don't really eat like butternut squash, but it was still good soup. Goes good with some butter milk biscuits. So
yes. Lots of butter in these butter things.
I should clarify that even though I made the recipe or did the recipe or whatever, Mindy's the real chef of the household.
I wouldn't go that far, but whatever.
Yeah, so but to break, you know, social constructs.
Norms.
I do a decent bit of cooking. Uh-huh. I'm planning on learning more. At least that's my intention. And so Mindy coaches me along when necessary. Today she showed me how to puree the butternut squash soup.
Okay, how many people out there know how to puree?
Even harder than how to puree, how to spell puree.
Puree. P-U-R-E-E, I think.
Yeah, you got it.
With the little slash over the top.
Oh, that'd be even... That's like over the top.
Then. Of the second E. Yeah. I don't know.
I spelled it, I think, P-U-E-R-E, and then decided to look it
Puri.
Up.
Puri. Wait. So. That's not right. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Anyway,
either,
moving on from puree.
In other news, I feel like we talk about our food and kitchen and stuff like that a lot. I ordered this week, ordered worms, 1,000 worms.
Okay, moving from kitchen to worms. Yeah, without any transition.
This really, I'll explain. We are planning on composting, thanks to Beth and Josh, who I'm sure I talked about this in our last podcast, mentioned to us the possibility of composting indoors, something I was very excited to hear considering we live in an apartment building. I got a Rubbermaid container. I'll be sure to document
worms.
This with pictures.
All I really want to do is eat them. Yum, yum. Worms, worms. All I really want to do is let them wiggle down my throat. Yum, yum. That was especially for you, Zach. If you listen to this podcast, yeah. That was especially for you.
That was, I think, inspired by fish heads.
It was inspired by fish heads.
They might be giants.
But. And by Zach that one day, speaking about friends and reminiscing, when we were having a Brosis T6 2 East dinner, he asked me if I wanted anything because he was going back up in the line at Wonderful Saga, and I told him I wanted orange juice with fish heads in it, and he proceeded to get a whole bunch of Goldfish's crackers and bite off the tails of them and put them in some orange juice, and he brought me fish heads and orange juice. It was so good.
Yeah. What are friends for, huh?
Fish heads and orange juice.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Anyway, so composting.
Oh, so we're going to... Well, I'll document it and we'll let you know how it goes. But I don't think many people... this might be a challenge to folks, but...
How many of you have worms under
How many
your
of
sink?
You are willing to allow worms to live under your sink? The funny thing is that we've been planning this, and I think for 2.5 weeks I've been looking to find worms locally, but I had to order them over online. And so we have 2.5 weeks worth of vegetable scraps that are sitting in our fridge right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird looking.
Yeah, let's just say we have like 3 or 4 Tupperwares full of
and
vegetable
now,
scraps.
Now we're using empty cottage cheese containers and stuff.
But yes.
It's working out. So next on the list in energy conservation and stuff is...
Conversation
is a gray water system where you undo the bottom of your sink, your bathroom sink, and put a bucket underneath.
That little
and
then, U part.
Yeah, that little U part underneath the sink. And then you use that water to flush your toilet.
Which I think, personally, is sort of weird, but I'm willing to let him try as long as he puts a little curtain around the edge of the sink so you can actually see what's going on down there.
Yeah. I think it'll work out.
Yes. So we'll see how that goes.
I really like talking about energy conservation. In our energy conservation conversation. So last thing I'll conclude with is I found this website.
Wait,
that
we were going to talk more about our friends.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about our friends.
It was Lindsay's birthday. Like, a week ago, and
happy birthday, Lindsay.
We really miss Lindsay, and then we hope Kim is recovering well from her eye infection that she had, and Megan is moving to Florida, and we're really excited to hear that she has a new job, which is really cool.
Yeah, represent the sweet mates.
Yeah, my sweetie, my sweetie roomies, and gosh, who else? Connie is in the middle of applying to all the grad schools. So many prayer requests, lots of life changes and stuff. Nate is doing TFA and is really liking it. Logan started his new job. Holy cow!
Yeah, and I tried calling Logan. You got to call me back.
Yeah.
This is funny. I feel like we're going to miss people. And we're just talking about the people that are going to listen to this anyways.
I know.
So,
but we miss you guys.
Yeah.
You're our friends. What was the last thing you wanted to mention? Oh, sorry about that. Something about energy
there's this is something that I think if other people are willing to do this, I would too. There's this place that you figure out how much CO2 your car uses and based on how much you drive it and stuff and what kind of car each year, and then you make a donation to an energy conservation place that does renewable energy systems to renew the CO2. In other words, like, if everybody did that, we would be, you know, sustainable in our CO2.
That's cool. I thought you were just going to say you figure out how much CO2 your car produces and then you hold your breath for the equal amount of time. But I guess I was
wrong. I have to hold my breath 15 minutes a day for how much I do in my car. Actually,
I wouldn't recommend that.
Because I don't drive a car.
As an emerging health professional, I wouldn't recommend that you try that at home, people.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Our long-distance friends, if you can hear this, Devin's in India, Emily's out there in...
the jungle, she keeps saying.
In the jungle.
In the jungle.
The gringo in the jungle, right?
Gringa, yes.
Gringa. Excuse me, sorry. is pretty silly.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just end it.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.